You're listening to David Matto Radio.
Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Hello there, it's Dr. Dave, and welcome back to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. It's the show where I help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. It's episode 190, and thanks so much for spending the next few minutes with me in my living room. Well, I say my living room, but I'm actually in my outdoor studio again today. And I've got something which I think is very, very special for you. It's something I've never spoken about, and it's something that I am very, very new at, so I don't want to even claim to be an expert at this, but it's something that very, very interesting that has kind of come into my life over the last week or so. I mean, brand new, and I want to just share my initial thoughts with you. If it's something that I think is going to be big or good or something like that, I'm going to do more episodes, but it's something that's... Well, I'll get right into it without further ado, whatever ado means. I'll get right into it and explain where I'm going right now. So if you've been a longtime follower, listener, friend, or whatever you may be, you know that health is a really important thing to me, and I've done everything I can over the past many, many, many years to live a really healthy life and do the right thing. And I've been plant-based for 4 years now, and you know, it's just I try to do everything I can. I'm turning 63 years old in May, and I want to live my life not only, I mean, longevity is not the most important thing to me, although it's important, but I want to be able to feel good every day and to do the things that I love to do. And you know, I love to get out there and walk and hike and backpack and ski and, you know, just do the thing, run and do the outdoor things that are just so much fun for me. And I want to be able to do these things for a long time to come. But this past winter, I had a little bit of a setback. And I'm very transparent. I share everything. I mean, there's like nothing in my life that I like hide. If something good happens, I'll share that with you. But I've shared the bad things with you as well. I've shared some financial things with you. I've shared financial things where I had to pay my ex-wife just like inordinate amounts of money over many, many years, which really took a toll on my financial well-being. And you know, I've made a comeback, but it's been, you know, it was really, really tough and also very unfair. But I digress, because my point is I share a lot with you guys. I share a lot. So this past winter, yeah, I had a little bit of a setback. First of all, my dad passed away. I had two cats that passed away within a couple months of each other. And then on top of all that, I got the flu, like really, really bad. And it was one of those bugs that just didn't want to go away. It left me in bed for a long time. I just couldn't do anything. I felt almost kind of helpless at times. I just felt like I just couldn't get myself up to do anything. And that, I feel, with all that stuff going on this past winter, led to, I don't know if I could use the word depression, but just feeling of, just not a good feeling about me, inside of me. And also a lot of times it left me like with anxiety as well. So it was really like a weird feeling. Now, I just kind of like try to work my way through it and keep up with my positive lifestyle. And of course, you know, spent the winter in Colorado and Utah, which we normally do. And I just love it there. And I'm back in my Maryland home right now, speaking to you. And I want to share something that I came across, like I said, about a week or so ago, as of this recording. And it's a friend of a friend. So this friend of mine was telling me about a friend of hers that is making this oil, and it's CBD oil. And I'm so new to this. I'm not even sure of the pronunciation of like the real word, but it's I believe CBD stands for cannabidiol. Basically, what it is, cannabidiol is something that actually comes from a strain of. And again, if this is not 100% accurate, check my facts. I'm doing the best I can. I think I'm accurate. I think I am. But I want you to feel free to Google and YouTube and listen to other podcasts, because there's a lot of this out there about what I'm about to tell you. But anyway, CBD, cannabidiol, is an extract from a strain of cannabis sativa. It is not a strain that has like a psychoactive component. So when I say cannabis sativa, that is like the main plant that when you think of where marijuana comes from, weed, marijuana, grass, whatever you want to call it. But there are other strains out there, kind of like, I guess this would be like more like in the hemp family. There are other strains that would have CBD, cannabidiol, extremely low in THC, which THC would stand for tetrahydrocannabinol, I believe. And I hope my pronunciations are okay. But THC is the component that gets you stoned, gets you high, makes you feel really good, as some of my friends have told me in the past. But this strain I'm talking about, which produces CBD, does not get you high. It's not psychoactive. But supposedly CBD has some incredible medicinal properties, healing properties, even though it's not considered a medicine, it's not considered a drug. From my readings and from my research, what I've seen so far, it's considered a food. And again, I want to stress, I am new to this, so please check my facts or so-called facts, because I'm trying to relate to you the as best as I can. But it may not be 100%, or maybe my pronunciation or my language or even a strain of the cannabis sativa might not be exactly right. But I think, like I said, I think I'm pretty accurate on this. I'm certainly not throwing anything out there that's way off. So what people have been doing is making these oils with the CBD compound in the oils. And when you use this oil, and the way you use the oil is you put it under your tongue. I think you can use it in a vape thing or maybe even eat it or as an edible. But I think the fastest way to get this to be active in your body is to actually use it sublingually under your tongue. So after doing my research and finding that it's totally legal, it's not one of these things that's like weird or gray market or you're going to get in trouble for, it's totally legal. Like I said, it's not a drug. I went ahead and asked the friend of my friend to send me some. Now I paid, I don't even have it right in front of me, but it was, I think, like a little bit of $100 for, again, I'm not positive about this part, but I think it was for like a 20 or 30 milliliter, like, drop bottle. So that comes in a little bottle with a, like a little, you know, dropper. And so she told me to place about 4 to 8 drops under my tongue once a day, or depending on how I felt, 2 or 3 times a day. But so I got this in the mail and I started putting a couple drops under my tongue right away. And I did it I think I got it in the afternoon, so I did it in the evening and I went to sleep, and then I did it maybe the next morning. And I've been putting maybe 3 drops under my tongue about 2 times a day. And I'll get back to you with the exact, I'm trying to still figure out the exact number of milligrams that gives me, but it's not an exact science, because she told me like, well, between 4 and 8 drops is so and so milligrams. So it's not really an exact science anyway. And also I through my research, it's not the kind of thing you can overdose on. It's not dangerous at all. There are very few, if any, like real true side effects. It's very safe. And so almost immediately I started feeling almost like more of a sense of calmness. And it's very hard to describe, because it's not like you're not high. Trust me, you're not high at all. You're not drunk. You're not high. You're not stoned. Nothing like that. And it's not like something like, it's not like you put this under your tongue and then all of a sudden 20 minutes later you say, oh my God, it kicked in. No, you're not going to feel it like that. But what I'm feeling is I absolutely had some anxiety. And I'm not even positive what it was from because, like I said, a lot of these crazy things happened to me at the end of the year, in the winter, and but there still must have been some remnants of these things taking place in my life, in my brain, because I was still feeling anxiety about things. And it seems to me, I mean, I was, so just a couple days ago when I decided to do this episode, I was driving my car home from a meeting, and I said to myself, I said, this is like just the best I've felt in like a long time, like especially since like the winter. It's like I just realized I was feeling really good, just really at peace with myself. That's like the best way I could describe it. Now, I'm not, no, so the two main things I'm reading are, this is very good for, and no, there are a lot of, you can actually look it up again. There are, look it up. There are a lot of symptoms, a lot of medical issues that supposedly this will treat. This will help. High blood pressure is another, there are a lot of them. So just look it up, read it, just Google it. Look at some YouTube videos if you like. But the main thing I really wanted to try for was a little bit of anxiety. And I really don't have much pain. I mean, you know, the past one full winter ago and another, and so a year ago and then another 2 years before that, I had some, you know, if you followed me for a while, you know that I had some really bad like knee pain, and I injured my leg like 2 years in a row, well, different legs. First, it was the left leg, and then it was the right leg, but two winters in a row, and the pain lasted for like almost a year. But I'm happy to say I don't really have any true pain right now, with the exception of maybe, well, I take that back. When I wake up in the morning, I definitely feel a little bit of lower back, some lower back issues, which I'm working on through yoga and meditation and some exercise routines that I'm trying to do for that. And honestly, this CBD oil may be helping slightly, but I don't want to say that because I'm not sure of that. But the one thing that I've really noticed a serious difference is my kind of like my outlook and my psyche and my I just don't feel any anxiety at all. So I'm kind of going about my life feeling good. I'm going to continue testing this and tweaking it. And I think also it's in the 20 milliliter bottle, which I think it is 20 or 30. I can't remember. I believe the total number of milligrams is 1,250 milligrams of CBD. So I can do the math. I'd have to figure it out, but I could do the math and figure out like how many milligrams I'm getting per dose. And I think what they say is you should probably shoot for about, and again, I hope I'm getting this right, but about 30 to 50 milligrams per dose. Again, I'm not exactly sure where I am, but it is safe, and I'm probably maybe somewhere around there, but since we're dealing in drops and things like that, I'm just not exactly sure. I'm not going to really even harp on that yet, because I really mainly want to see if it is working. And the woman that sold this to me said pretty much you just kind of work it out yourself, and you tweak it, and if you still have symptoms, you just do a little bit more. And it doesn't sound very scientific, I know. And again, I apologize, because I wanted to get this out to you. It's only been a very, very short amount of time, and I will follow up and I'll let you know. Look, there might come a point where I say, no, it was just coincidental and this isn't doing anything for me at all. But my preliminary feeling and my preliminary results, using myself as the guinea pig. Yeah, I'm happy to do that for you guys. Using me, Dr. Dave, as the guinea pig. I think there really is something to this. I really do. So, I mean, I think that's really all I have to say, because again, I just haven't been using it for a while, for that long, and I don't know what else to say other than the fact that I have been Googling and watching some videos. There's a ton of things out there on YouTube, and if you just Google CBD oil, just online, go to Google or whatever search engine you like, you'll see there's a lot. Just start looking at it, and you'll see that it is safe and it is legal. And no, it won't get you high. So if you're looking for a high, you got to go an alternate route, which we won't even get into on today's show. But I think that's it. Hey, so I hope you're having a great day, a great week, a great month. I'll be out West again beginning of next month, and I'll be out hanging out around in Utah, around Park City, and I'll be out there actually again speaking in Salt Lake. So I'm going to be out west quite a bit over the next month or so. So if you happen to be out there, and I've got a lot going on. I got Hippie Road Trip, I'm actually calling it. It's very coincidental that I'm speaking about this on this show, but I'm calling it the 420 Hippie Road Trip because April 20th, I'm speaking, April 20th being 420, I'm speaking in New Jersey for a dental group, but I'm going to go ahead and combine that with a little hippie road trip. I'm going to go a few days early and probably stay a couple extra days. So kind of in the New York, New Jersey, Mid-Atlantic type area there, a little above Mid-Atlantic, short, but whatever, I'm going to be doing a little hippie road trip. So if you're around that area, let me know. Maybe we can catch up in Sarnie, my hippie van, which I love, by the way. And my YouTube channel is working out really well. I mean, I don't have a ton of subscribers yet, but in season, now my van, Sarnie, is actually in storage. Right, not storage isn't really the right word, but it's undercover in a place about 30 minutes away from me. So I don't get in there a lot right now. But as it's getting warmer, I'm going to be getting it back into my driveway pretty soon. And I'm going to be doing some more videos in Sarnie. And it's funny. So I started this YouTube channel. It's called The RV Dummy. I think I'm still using the URL from my very old YouTube channel. So if you want to go to YouTube and just go, I believe, now again, this is not in front of me. I hope I'm right here. But if you go to YouTube /user/channels and then it's Slice Your Age. You go to it that way. But if you do a search for The RV Dummy on YouTube, you certainly should come across my channel. And I'm having a lot of fun with it, and I'm getting some people subscribing to that channel. And I just had somebody yesterday send me a message through YouTube on one of my videos that he wanted to buy Sarnie from me. He offered me like a really, kind of like a very high price. It seemed sincere. He really said, he'll pay me blank amount of money. I think he said $38,000 if I want to sell it to him right now. It seemed legit. I answered back. I said, I'm loving Sarnie too much. I don't really want to sell her right now. We're having too good of a time. But if I ever decide, I'll certainly put it out on the YouTube channel. So I'm having a lot of fun with that kind of stuff. So hopefully if you're around somewhere in my neck of the woods or where I'm going to be, you catch up with me. Just shoot me a message. Somehow you know how to get me. I'm not even going to say it again because if you've been a listener, you know how to get me. You just Google my name, David Maddow, M-A-D-O-W. You'll be able to find me. I guarantee it. So until next time, hey, I had a lot of fun exposing this to you, talking about it, even though I claim not to be an expert, but it's something that's so new, I just wanted to get it out there. Until next time, though, I might know more. I may not, though, but I may know more. I'm Dr. Dave. Have a wonderful day, week, month, year, life. Love you.
Thanks for listening to the David Maddow Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.